Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call, in case you missed it.
On Friday, Amanda Bynes is back, guys.
Oh, good.
Remember Amanda Bynes?
Oh, how could we forget?
What was that? Yeah, she was on All That. Yep. Yeah, back in the day. And she was actually one of the, like, between Kenan Thompson and, what was,
Kel?
Keegan.
Michael Key.
No.
I mean, she was one of the funny ones on the show because she had, a ton of impressions that she did.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, she was in a bunch of movies after that. Well, Amanda Bynes is back, and she posted on Instagram that she is now engaged.
Yay!
And she has a face tattoo.
Yay! Yay! We did it.
Amanda, you're not
loving that?
Oh. Amanda Bynes put up on Instagram that she is engaged to marry her fiance, Paul Michael. Here's a little bit of an issue, though. Amanda Bynes does not have approval of her from her family to get married. Her mother is her conservator. And our sources said that Amanda cannot get married without conservators' permission. And sources say that the family feels it's not in her best interest right now to get married. But she was very proud of the $49 engagement ring she was rocking from Amazon.
I think that's adorable.
I actually kind of do, too. Although it is, it's a gigantic fake.
Yeah, it's like gaudy theater jewelry.
Yeah, it's...
Whatever.
Costume jewelry.
I mean, who cares? Who really cares?
Agreed.
If you're somebody who cares about the size of somebody else's engagement ring, get a life.
Couldn't agree more.
What I think is so funny about this story is that her parents have a say over whether or not she gets married because it would be a lifelong mistake. But no one stopped her from getting a face tattoo.
Bingo.
Like, where were you?
Now, she has what looks like maybe a nickel-sized heart outline mm-hmm. underneath her right eye.
Yeah,
and it's
left eye.
Left eye, and it's not even. It's not.
No.
It's kind of lopsided.
It looks like it could be one of two things. A friend did it for her, or... It's like, you know how, like, Rain, on your wrist, don't you have your parents' signature or something?
My dad's signature, yeah.
So it almost looks like maybe it's something that somebody else drew, and then she had it put on there.
Okay, and I'm fine with that. If let's say you've got maybe her faux fiance did it,
uh-huh.
and she wants that tattooed. Whatever, that's fine.
Yeah,
it seems a little preemptive, but whatever. It's your life, not on your cheek,
never on your cheek.
Literally anywhere else on your body.
Yeah,
right.
Would be better.
And sources say that that Amanda apparently had a boyfriend right before this guy, so they kind of think this might be just a rebound.
Mm.
Paul, the fiance, doesn't have a job.
Mm-hmm.
They met in AA, and they've both said that they've been sober for over a year, which
That's
is great.
That is
Good
great.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I do believe in AA, although I guess you can start dating after you've been in recovery for a year. So, okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay, so now what does Amanda Bynes do? What's the next step here? Because if she doesn't have permission from her family to get married, and maybe this is a rebound, what happens next?
Well, I have a question first.
Mm-hmm.
How is Amanda Bynes living on her own?
She probably is still making all that money.
You think?
Oh, my God, yeah.
And then if because she has a conservator, she can't just blow through it all.
She gets an allowance. I'm not saying she's living life high on the hog.
No.
But I'm saying that she probably makes, I wouldn't be shocked if she makes like maybe 5 to 10 grand a month.
What?
Based off of residuals from stuff. Because she was in movies, too.
Yeah, yeah. She was in Hairspray.
Yeah.
She was in She's the Man.
I mean, every single time something like that plays on Freeform.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, she gets a little bit of money for it. And so I mean, she's probably fine.
You know, it seems like with her conservatorship, it feels less predatory than Britney's.
I don't know anything about Britney's.
It seems like Britney's, because I think her dad is her conservator.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And it seems like he kind of weaponizes that against her to do what she what he wants her to do.
I mean, for every wonky heart-shaped face tattoo, I'll show you a picture of bald Britney wielding an umbrella.
Okay, right. That was in 2007.
I know, but it happened.
I understand it happened, but like, how long does she have to keep paying the price for that?
That sounds like it's a question left to the courts.
I mean, it's never going to disappear.
Okay, but that doesn't mean that it just happened.
Right.
That's true. That's
true. Imagine if all the worst things you ever did, nobody ever got over.
I mean, how old are Britney's? Do you get a conservatorship? What's it called?
Conservatorship.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you get that to protect
you?
Yeah. Not your kids.
There probably, I'm sure, are clauses involved there that have to do with kids.
Yeah, okay. She doesn't have, what is it called?
Physical custody.
Yeah, it's actually Kevin Federline that has it.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's because of the conservatorship.
Right.
Wow.
Now,
because if you can't be in charge of yourself,
right?
What court is going to let you be in charge of your kids, even if the next best thing is Kevin Federline?
It's a great point.
Amanda Bynes even went on Instagram on Thursday and apologized to everyone she ever called ugly on Twitter a couple years ago.
Oh,
so,
well, that's nice.
She's making some progress. This is a very important question. Okay. Amanda Bynes, with her face tattoo, congratulations.
Okay.
If intern Kevin was to get a face tattoo,
yes,
what would it be of?
It would just say Supreme.
It would say Supreme. I was going to say the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And then he would try to say that his face is worth more than it actually is.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, and no one would believe him.
Right.
How come we don't have a conservatorship over him?
That's the best question you've ever asked.
Okay, if there's an attorney listening, please text in to 73389. It is in Kevin's life depends on it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.